Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Skipping Intros. Skipping Intros, when you want to get past...
Let's dog-ear this for now.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 726, Old Porcupine.
Of course, boss. Yes, boss. We take full responsibility for Abby Fallmacher's elevator accident. I mean, her not having an accident. I understand. It's very expensive for you to keep buying burner phones to call us. I think
Hey, Kipper! Hey, Kipper! Do you want some of this soup? It's nice and hot.
Not now, Mulligan. Can't you see I'm on the phone?
Oh, okay, Kipper. I'll bring you out some for later.
Oh, sorry, boss. It's Mulligan. He asked me if I wanted to have...
Hey, Kipper, here's your soup.
Mulligan, on the floor. Watch out for that.
Hey, Kipper, someone put a banana peel on the floor. It's a good thing I saw it. Isn't it, Kipper?
Ugh, yes, Mulligan, it is.
Otherwise, I might have slipped on it. Like this. Whoa!
Mulligan!
Don't worry, Kipper. I wasn't going to fall. Here's your soup.
Thank you, Mulligan. Now, do you mind I'm on the phone with the boss?
Oh, okay. I'll be in the other room.
That's a good idea.
It's really weird about that banana peel, isn't it, Kipper? I wonder where the banana is. Ah! Found it.
Oh, Mulligan, the soup.
I'm sorry, Kipper. Here, I'll clean you off.
Oh, stop that, Mulligan. I'll do it myself. You get on the phone and find out what the boss wants.
Okay, Kipper.
Mulligan!
Burr. Hey, boss. Hey, boss, what's up? Okay, boss, I'll write it down. On a piece of paper, boss. With a pen, boss. And my words, boss. Boss? Hey, boss. Huh. I guess his burner phone overheated.
Okay, Mulligan, I've cleaned off the soup. You can give me back the phone.
Sure, here you go, Kipper.
Hello, boss. Boss? Mulligan, there's no one there.
I think his phone melted. Hey, Kipper. Who is the boss?
That's not important for us to know. What is important is, what did he tell you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. He said that Abby Fallmacher is going on a trip to inspect a little wicker basket factory. And he wants us to make sure she doesn't come back. Hey, Kipper. I think that means we need to cancel her return flight.
Yes, Mulligan. That's exactly what that means. Oh, just give me the details.
I wrote it all down right here on this piece of paper. See?
Mulligan, little pal, did you put this note back on the table?
I sure did, Kipper, Kipper, Kipper. That way, I'd know right where it was.
I thought so. The table that has the soup all over it?
Oh, but you can still read some of my writing, Kipper. See, underneath that big piece of tomato is the word Franklin.
Who's that?
It's not a who, Kipper, Kipper. It's a what. It's the name of the town Miss Fallmacher is going to.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Gee, Franklin is on the other side of the state. So we'd better get...
I'm not sure it's our Franklin, Kipper. I kind of remember thinking it's a really long way from here.
I see. That's all right. There's no need to panic. Let me look up where Little Wicker Baskets has factories, and we'll have our answer. Okay,
hey, Kipper, Kipper, remember, I changed the name.
Oh, that's right. Okay, not Kipper, Kipper, Kipper. Where in the U.S. does the Little Wicker Basket Company have its baskets made? Oh, and the town has to be named Franklin.
The Little Wicker Basket Company, Little Wicker Baskets, they're everywhere, has a factory in Franklin, Alabama.
That's going to mean one long trip over
Franklin,
to...
Franklin, Arkansas.
I thought it said Alabama.
Franklin, Connecticut. Franklin, Georgia. Franklin, Idaho. Franklin, Illinois. Franklin, Indiana. Franklin, Iowa. Franklin, Kentucky.
I think
Franklin,
we're going to be taking Louisiana. A lot Franklin, of Ubers, Franklin, Kipper.
Franklin, Michigan. Franklin, Minnesota. Franklin, Missouri. Franklin, Nebraska. Franklin, New Hampshire.
Mulligan, little pal. Franklin, Ohio, I think Franklin, we're going to have to buy a car.
Oh, does that mean we get to go to Honest Bob's, home of the $10 set of wheels? Does it, Kipper, Kipper, Kipper? Do you think he'd like some soup?
San Joaquin County. Little Wicker Baskets has factories in three Franklins in New York. Franklin, Delaware County. Franklin Village. And Franklin, Franklin County.
Congratulations on the purchase of this fine motorcycle, gentlemen. I never thought I'd actually sell our $10 set of wheels, but when you told me your budget... Oh, and I apologize for laughing like that.
That's okay, Bob. Bob.
No, it isn't. Here at Honest Bob's, the customer is king. And I'd certainly like to see you two crowned. You know our motto. We don't stop until you have what you need. And we have everything you've got. Now, out of curiosity, have either of you actually ever driven a motorcycle?
Kipper, Kipper, Kipper has. Haven't you, Kipper, Kipper, Kipper?
Oh, Mulligan, I don't like to brag.
Go ahead, Kipper. Tell Bob.
Yes, come on, Kipper. Don't be shy. It's me, Honest Bob.
Well, all right. When I was in the Navy, I was the motorcycle champ on our carrier.
You drove a motorcycle on an aircraft carrier?
Oh, that wasn't the hard part. The hard part was stopping in time. And most of the time, I made it.
Funny boy. You're a funny boy. I like you.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob.
You do know you waste a lot of time doing that, right? And remember, time is money. You've got to hustle! Hustle!
Hey, Bob! What's this wording on the side of the sidecar mean? It says, Old Porcupine.
Ah, that is the name of the whiskey that used to be in that wooden barrel. Quality product. Just watch out for drunken termites. Nasty buggers when they have a hangover. All right, time for you two to mount up and head off into the sunset.
Hey, Honest Bob, this thing doesn't want to kick over.
Oh, that's easy to fix. Excuse me, what was your name again? Mulligan, isn't it?
It sure is, Bob. Bob.
Yeah. If you could just go stand behind the sidecar for a moment.
Uh-huh.
You see, we need to get the motorcycle started and that you're still standing here. Why are you still standing here? You've got to move it. Move it!
Yes, sir.
Now, get set to lift up.
Huh?
Sometimes the fuel needs a little help getting to the engine. But don't worry, it rarely happens on the highway. Now lift up on the count of three. One, This will just take a moment, Kipper. I really have to... Two! By the way, have I talked to you about our extended warranty? It's a fine... Three! Lift up!
Oh, okay, Bob. Bob. Oh, hey, Kipper! Kipper! It's up! You can start it!
It worked!
Of course it did! Fortunately... You doubt it, Honest Bob? Oh, for shame. For shame.
Hop in, Mulligan.
Oh, okay, Kipper, Kipper, Kipper. Thanks, Bob. Bob, 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 Bob.
I can't believe we got this Harley Davidson and this sidecar for $10.
A Harley? Ha! That, my good man, is a hardly drivable. People often mix them up, but you can always tell a Hardly by the tow truck right there in the logo.
What?
Oh, nothing. Enjoy the ride. Now, as I've wanted to say since you two showed up, hit the road! Hi-ya, hi-ya.
Bye-bye, Bob.
What am I going to do with $10? Ooh, perhaps a friendly game of gin rummy with the gang in the garage. I wonder if I should have told those two about that pin that holds the sidecar in place. They'll figure it out. I told them they should have got the extended warranty.
Voices, as well as story and music by Clinton Allvord. Copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
My goodness, look at the time. Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Oh, right you are, Sir Patrick. But first, a shout out to the Comedy Forecast patrons. Thanks to Stan, Zach, Charlotte, Barry, Amy, Howard, Mike, Steve, Bryn, Chuck, Paul, and Kyle. And if you would also like to support the show and get episodes before everyone else, just go to patreon.com and look for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.